Blog Talk Radio.
Tis the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is filled with his goodness. He is holy. He is high. He is set apart. So we sing to him.
Thank you.
Amen, amen, and amen. When I think about how good God has been, amen, and the holiness of his Son, Jesus the Christ, and as we celebrate the birth of my Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, I just can't help but to get happy and to get excited and to be full of joy, because I am just overwhelmed at what God is doing. Amen. And if you have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus, if you know without a shadow of a doubt that Jesus is the reason for this and every season, I want somebody to stand up. I want somebody to clap their hands. I want somebody to shout amen. I want somebody to shout hallelujah, because if you know without a shadow of a doubt that if it had not been for God, where would you be right now? I'm talking about somebody who has been redeemed, somebody that knows, somebody that understands, somebody that believes, somebody that trusts. I mean, somebody that trusts. I'm going to say it again. Somebody that trusts in the process of salvation. If you trust in the process of salvation, then give him some praise right now.
Glory to your name, Jesus. All hail, King Jesus.
You see, that's what I want to hear. That's what stirs up the angels in heaven, amen. That's what stirs up the movement of the Holy Spirit. The unction of the Holy Spirit is moved when we start to give him the praise that he so rightfully deserves. I'm saying now,
Lord,
that as we are acknowledging the birth of
Thank
the Messiah,
you,
we are to be praising God.
Thank you, Lord.
All right.
Thank you, God.
So worthy.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, God.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning. It is Sunday, December 19th. We are back in the house. Amen. This is the Jubilee Affair and the Fuse Memorial Worship Experience. Amen. Come on in. The water is just fine over here. Amen. It is a blessing to be before you just one more time. Oh, how I have missed you. Amen. Amen and amen. We're going to get things started. Amen. Brother Tony, will you bless us, sir, with a song? Sir, will you start? Will you set the bar, sir? Set the bar for us, brother. Bless you.
Good morning. God bless everyone this morning. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven nature sing. Joy to the earth, the Savior reign. Let men their song employ. White fields and floods, rock hills and plains, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy. No more let sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonder wonders of his love. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature sing. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We should not have our affirmation of faith by Reverend Patricia Johnson, followed by our invocation by Minister Lisa Green, and our scripture by Minister Kyle Garrett.
The affirmation of faith. Let us unite in the historical confessions of the Christian faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended to heaven and sat at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, forgiveness of sin, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Good morning, Father, Jesus, and Holy Spirit. Father God, we just thank you right now that the light of Jesus has shone into our hearts, for we trust you alone as our Savior and Lord. May the light of your love shine through us to others for your praise and glory, until it is not I that shines in my life, but the light of Christ shining through me. Lord, we just thank you right now that you spoke life and your breath into our lives. We also thank you that in him was life, and the life was the light of men. Jesus is the source and the principle of our lives, our physical and moral lives, and our eternal life. We thank you right now, Lord, that you are the only living God, and that you are pure light, eternal light, and you're the source of all light. Jesus, you are the light, and in you is no darkness at all, because Jesus is the light of the world. Amen.
Scripture that shall come today will be from the book of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 5, and I shall be reading from the King James Version. And it reads, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." I've read John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. May Lord add a blessing to the hearing and reading and understanding of his most holy word. Amen.
Amen. Bless you all, and thank you. Amen. Just for a quick second, I want to just say happy and Merry Christmas to you all. Amen. It is a wonderful season to be in, amen, and we are so grateful that God has blessed us to see yet another season of Christmas, amen. With that being said, I would ask you to please, as you gather together for your family fun time and you exchanging gifts and food and just a good time and fellowship, please be mindful that we are still in the midst of a pandemic. please be mindful to wear your mask. And please be mindful if you can, because I know during this time, this is a season of love, and you want to greet your family, but please just be mindful that we are still battling this, amen. And just for your sake and for your health, try to stay your distance from each other, amen. Still have a good time. Still enjoy yourself. Still enjoy the spirit of family, but just be mindful that we're still fighting off this virus, amen. With that being said, our Christmas program that we have planned will start immediately after this service, amen, at 11 a.m. That service, that our Christmas program will be on our conference line. That number is area code 605-472-5277. Again, that number is 605-472-5277. And the access code is 684-223. And then you press the number, the pound sign, amen. That, again, that is 684-223-pound, amen. And it will ask you to announce yourself and come on in and fellowship with us, amen. Our in-person service will resume on January 2nd, 2022. Amen. So let us govern ourselves accordingly. Also, for the next 2 weeks, our stewards will be at the church to collect our tithes and offerings on Tuesday at 10 a.m. Amen. Brother Robert Johnson, Sister Gloria, and Miss Judy, who also helps out, will be at the church to assist. And again, if you need them to pick up your tithes or your offerings, please contact Brother Robert or Sister Gloria. Amen. Finally, our Wednesday, our women's and our Wednesday night Bible study will resume on January 4th, 2022. Amen. We're taking a couple weeks off to refresh, recharge. Amen. And we'll be right back at it. Amen. Because we are a teaching church, and there's nothing better than to teach the word of God to the people. Amen, amen, and amen. We shall now have the lighting of our fourth virtual Advent candle by Reverend Rosalind Thomas, followed by a song by Brother Tony Spencer.
Good morning. Lighting of the fourth virtual Advent candle, which is love. Today, we light the first three candles of the Advent wreath, the candles of hope, peace, and joy. Now, we light the fourth candle of Advent. This is the candle of love. Jesus demonstrates self-giving love in his ministry as the Good Shepherd. Advent is a time for kindness, thinking of others, and sharing with others. It is a time to love as God loved us by giving us his most precious gift. As God is love, let us be love also. In the book of Deuteronomy, we find these words: For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great God, mighty and awesome, who is not partial and takes no bribe, who executes justice for the orphan and the widow, and who loves the strangers, providing them food and clothing. You shall also love the stranger, for you were a stranger in the land of Egypt. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 17 through 19a. From the Gospel of John, we hear, I give you a new commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. You also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. John chapter 13, verses 34 through 35. Let us pray. Teach us to love, O Lord. May we always remember to put you first as we follow Christ's footsteps, that we may know your love and show it in our lives. As we prepare for our celebration of love, of Jesus' birth, also fill our hearts with love for the world, that all may know your love and the one whom you have sent, your Son, our Savior. Amen. God loves you, and so do I. Amen.
Hark the herald angels sing, Jesus, the light of the world. Glory to the newborn King, Jesus, the light of the world. Joyful all ye nations rise, Jesus, the light of the world. Join the triumph of the skies, Jesus, the light of the world. Oh, we will walk in the light, beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy are bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. Christ by highest heaven adored. Jesus, the light of the world. Christ the everlasting Lord, Jesus, the light of the world. Oh, we will walk in the light, beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy are bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. Hail the heaven Prince of Peace, Jesus, the light of the world. Hail the Son of Righteousness, Jesus, the light of the world. Oh, we will walk in the light, beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy are bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. Oh, we will walk in the light, beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy are bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Tony. Thank you, Reverend, for the lighting the virtual Advent candle. Amen. God bless you both. Pray with me. Eternal Father, my God, my all in all, it's me, your most humble servant. Lord, I decrease so that you may increase. More of you, less of me. And I thank you. I honor you. And I love you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. Continuing on in the gospel according to John chapter 1, beginning with verse 10, it reads, He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. To them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. I have read to you the Gospel according to John, chapter 1, beginning with verse 10 to 14. May God continue to bless the reading of his holy word. For a subject today, the gift of love. I have to be serious for a moment and honestly say that this is my favorite time of year. As we as Christians, we wrestle with the world and we find ourselves wrestling with our own insecurities and wrestling with our loved ones and wrestling with our faith and our hope and our duty and but it is during the time that I can acknowledge my Savior's birth, it grants me the ability to look past all the baggage and to see and experience my very own glimpse of hope. Now, as a man that has studied the Bible and studied other spiritually uplifting books, I know that Jesus was not born on December 25th. But regardless if he was born on December 25th or September 25th, my Jesus came into this world to show the people that God's love still exists. And if you know that God's love, if you know God's love, then you are truly on the right track. The true gift of God's love was the embodiment of his Son. He sent him who was holy into a place where holiness was all too uncommon. But glory be to God that through his love and through his life and through the sacrifices of Jesus that this world was able to view the gift of God that had been given unto us. John 16:27 says that no, the Father himself loves you because you have loved me and have believed that I have come from God. I've said it before and I'll say it till I die. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be? It is because my Jesus loved his Father so much that it hurt his heart to see his Father's creation sink into oblivion. Thus, he knew that if he took the same love that he had for the Creator and placed it on his Father's creation, that one day that clay in that old potter's wheel would somehow take shape. Oh, but don't think that that clay got strong just by itself, amen. It took an ounce of love, a pinch of hope, a cup of joy, and a pound of peace. But there was one ingredient that took it all and put it all into perspective, and that was the gallon of blood that poured out of the veins of Jesus. I'm going to let somebody know right now that everything was bound together by the blood of Jesus. And through the blood of Jesus do we now have life and have life more abundantly. But it all started on that great day that he was born. He was the one that came into this world to grant us the peace, to grant us the hope, to give us the joy, and to show us the love that none other else could show us. I mean, let somebody know right now that if you do not have the peace of Jesus, then there is something wrong in your life. It is time that you look at your life, that you examine yourself, and that you see that it is the peace that Jesus can give you. It is truly a peace that surpasses all understanding. But I want you to understand, precious blood of Jesus was the reason why the gift of God could manifest itself. John 4 verses 9 and 10 says that this is how God showed his love amongst us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we may live through him. This is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. But again, don't get me wrong and don't get me out of order, amen. None of this could have happened without the birth of Jesus coming into this world. I'm here to let somebody know that it was by the obedience of the Virgin Mary, while he laid wrapped up in a manger, while the angels praised his name, he was presented as a gift to this world. And yes, I'll say a gift that continues to give despite the fact that he, if he receives a gift or not. Y'all know that there are some people in this world that only give gifts when they receive a gift. Amen. But I'm here to let somebody know that my Jesus has given a gift of salvation, and he has not received anything from us. But sometimes all the people did was hurt him and ridicule him and talk about him and spat on him and beat him and all these things. But he still offered a gift of life to all those who would receive it. And because my Jesus had the gift of love upon him, I'm here to let somebody know right now that Jesus loves you, that Jesus has a gift of love for you, that you don't have to sit on the outside and wonder what's happening on the inside, but all you have to do is give your life over to Jesus, and you will see and experience the love that you have never experienced before, because the love of Jesus can fix any and all situations, amen. I'm here to let somebody know right now that if you do not have the love of Jesus upon you, I urge you to find. I urge you to seek. And I urge you to knock at the door of salvation. Oh, but oh, how sweet is my Savior who came into this world. I thank you, my Jesus, for coming into this world. I thank you, my Jesus, for showing this dead world a new way of living, and more importantly, a new way of loving. Truly, for God so loved the world that he gave his Son the gifts to save it. In his hands are the gifts that no man could give. And you see, these gifts of salvation, it's a gift, a blessing of sanctification, the need of purification, the hope of adoration. And through it all, after all of that said and done, the people shall give their glorification. I mean, to let somebody know right now that the gifts of Jesus are free to you. The gifts that Jesus gave you are free, and they're in. Deuteronomy 7:9 said it best. It says, "Know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love him and keep his commandments." But what say you, church? Do you give God the glory for the things that he has done? Are you satisfied with being a child of the crucified king? Are you truly grateful for Jesus? Or do you do it out of religious? I wasn't going to go there, amen. But do you do it out of religious reputation? Do you continue to do it just because you think it's the right thing to do? Do you serve Jesus openly because you know for a fact that he has saved your life? Do you understand that in this world, you will have your ups and downs, but as long as you hold on to his unchanging hand, that all things will work in your good, in your favor? I'm here to ask you right now, do you have the gift of love that Jesus desires to give to you? If you know, without a shadow of a doubt, that Jesus is the reason for this season and every season, if you have accepted the blood of Jesus on your life, if you have accepted his gifts freely that have been given to you, then truly you can sing that song that says, can't nobody do me like Jesus. I'm going to let somebody know that you ought to be praising God for the gifts that have been bestowed. When we think about the gifts, you think about Santa Claus. But let me tell you about Santa Claus. Santa Claus came. Santa Claus is limited, amen. Santa Claus needs his reindeers to get to and fro, but my Jesus only needs his blood to get to and fro. My Jesus only needs a simple yes, I'll let you in to go to and fro. My Jesus can leave his gifts at your door and his... You see, my Jesus can do more than what Santa Claus can do. And before we teach our children to worship Santa Claus, we ought to explain to them why we have free salvation right now. And it's because the gift of love bestowed upon us by Jesus. I'm going to stop just right there. But I urge somebody today to get your mind right and in order. Stop allowing the enemy to have rule in your path. If the enemy can stop you in your tracks, then you will not understand the gift of love. Jesus came into this world to kill this dying world, and soon he is to return. Experience the gift of love. Amen. God bless you. Minister Kyle.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And as we open up the doors of the church, that door being Jesus the Christ, is there someone who is listening that understands that what God Father being in God the Son, not only did he send his Son in the flesh to be our salvation and give freely from the penalties of sin, but he still leaves us with a helper, the Holy Spirit. And if someone was listening to the words that were spoken today and felt that the gift of love is something that they would like to receive, and you haven't experienced it yet, today, Jesus would like to offer it to you freely. And all you have to do is just accept it. And the best part of this gift is that it is a one-time offer, but it lasts for eternity. So repeat after me if you would like to accept this gift. Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you have done. Lord Jesus, I believe that you lived on this earth, that you were born, that you died, but you also was resurrected by the power of God. And death could not hold you. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. I accept you into my heart. I make room for you, and I ask you to transform me. Lord, continue to be with me, and I will give your name the praise. In your Son, Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Amen. May God bless you, may keep you, and happy birthday, for you have been born again. Amen.
Man, Brother Tony, we sure not have the doxology.
God be with you. God be with you. God be with you until we meet again. God be with you. God be with you. Until we meet again. Amen.
Amen. I am not going to do a benediction until after the Christmas program. Amen. But I will simply say that may God continue to bless you, amen, continue to keep you, amen. That is my prayer for you. Come on over and join us on our conference line for our Christmas program. Again, that number is 605-472-277. Again, it's 605-472-5277, and the access code is 684-223-POUND. Again, that is 684-223-POUND. Amen. God bless you, and I will see you soon.
Tis the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is filled with his goodness. He is holy. He is high. He is set apart. So we sing to him. sons and daughters, we praise you now, and we cry all the time. Yes, we cry. Yes, I will pray the Lamb of God who sits upon the throne. I will worship him.
I will worship him.
Yes. Praise. We will bow before you.